الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my brothers, today concluding session of the on emotions. I want to conclude by talking about that one emotion which is supreme and which is beyond everything else, and that is the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala Jalla Jalalu. Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala mentioned this with pride, and he said, "Walladhina amanu ashaddu hubba lillah." Allah said, "The people who believe are those people who love Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala more than anybody else, more than anyone and anything else." Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala made the love for Him and the love for Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam a condition of iman. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala said in Surah Tawbah, قل إن كان آباؤكم وأبناؤكم وإخوانكم وأزواجكم وعشيرتكم وأموال اقترفتموها وتجارة تخشون كسادها ومساكن ترضونها أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله وجهاد في سبيله فتربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين. الله سبحانه وتعالى enumerated 8 things and he said, if you love your parents, your brothers and sisters, your children, your brothers and sisters, your wives and husbands, your spouses, and your relatives, and if you love your wealth, and if you love your business, and if you love your houses, wealth that you accumulate and feel happy about, business that you feel a loss, that you fear for a loss in, and your houses that you build and you look at them and you feel happy. If you love them, أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِّلِهِ. If you love them more than you love Allah, and if you love them more than you love Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and if you love them more than you love jihad fi sabilillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ. Allah said, get out. Allah said, go and wait for my azab. Go and wait until the azab of Allah descends on you. And then reiterated and reinforced and emphasized, and Allah said, Wallahu la yahdil qawm al fasiqeen. Allah does not guide the people who are rebellious. Allah closed the door of guidance for people who are rebellious. And who are the people who are rebellious? Who love these things more than they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more than they love Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and more than they love struggling in the path of Allah. I remind myself and you that this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, Allah has not left it to our imagination and left it to us to express it in any way we like. For example, I cannot say that I will go and beat some drums and sing some song and dance on the street in the love of Allah. No, Allah does not accept all that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specified how love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to be expressed and what is acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So not only is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fard, but also if we claim to love Allah, then we have to express this love in a particular way which has been specified. Islam is the meaning of boundaries. Islam is the meaning of a structure. Islam has not left anything to our imagination to do whichever way we like. Islam specifies how something is to be done. And it is, if it is done in that way, then it is acceptable. If it is done in some other way, that even though the intention may be good, the amal is not acceptable before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about how this love is to be expressed for Him. He said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who claim to love Allah, what should they do? فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Do my ittiba, emulate me, be like me. Be like whom? Like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fattabiuni, then what will happen? Yuhbibkumullah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and He will forgive your sins. Wallahu ghafurur rahim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all forgiving and most merciful. So therefore, it is incumbent upon us and fard upon us to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, not any way we like, but more than anything and anyone else. That is the first condition, that we love Allah. Ahabba وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. So that we should love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than we love anybody else and anything else. And what is the sign of that love? What is the sign of the love for anything? The sign of love for anything is that you do that in preference to everything else. If you love to be with somebody, then you will choose the company of that person in preference to the company of anybody else. If you love to do some particular work, then you will do that work in preference to some other work. If you love a particular book or a particular author, then you will read that author in preference to any other author. Right? I mean, this is a logic in life. Whatever you prefer, whatever you like to do, whatever you love to do, whether it is eating or whether it is somebody's company or whether it is doing some work or whatever, the sign of love is that you prefer that over everything else. And the same logic applies. If we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we need to prefer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over everything else and everybody else. What is the sign of that? One sign of that is to increase our ibadat. The more we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the closer we want to be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more we need to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kasratu sujood, increasing the sajda. So tahajjud and other nawafil and so on. Tilawat al-Qur'an, because this is the closest that we can get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life, is through tilawat al-Qur'an. Through the recitation and reading and reflection on the Qur'an al-Kareem, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us. And second thing is, through the ittiba of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I want to remind myself and you, please take any other thought that is there in your mind, out of your mind. There is no method, there is no way of life, there is no way which is superior to the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no way of getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala other than the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyone tells you anything, we accept it as long as it leads back to the sunnah. If someone tells you to do something which is not the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please reject it. Please leave it, because it doesn't work. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala certified and guaranteed only one method, and that is the method of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah did not guarantee anybody else's method. Allah did not even guarantee any method of the other anbiya. So where is the question of comparing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with anyone who came after him? Whoever it might be. If I say I am on the way of Isa alayhi salam, if I am on the way of Isa alayhi salam, after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, I will be in the hellfire. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this. He said, after my coming, anyone who dies as a Christian or a Jew, and who dies without Islam, he is in the hellfire. So if I say I am on the way of Musa alayhi salam, I am not talking about anyone who came after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am talking about the Anbiya, Ulul Azm, Minar Rasul. I am on the way of Musa, I am on the way of Isa, then I will be in the hellfire. Seriously. There is only one way of entering Jannah, which is to be on the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's not sufficient to claim that main aashiq e rasool hu. Aashiq e rasool hai to apne harkaton mein dikhao, apni shakal mein dikhao, apne kaamon mein dikhao. Baat kare to nahi hota. Ishq e what is this ishq e rasool and what is this Allah ka ishq kya cheez hai jab dikhta nahi kahin bhi? This love for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the how can you claim it? If it is not visible anywhere, if it is not visible in your life, in your shape, in your shakal, in your akhlaq, in your manners, dealings, nowhere. I claim that I love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but you are seeing the reflection of Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab in my dealings and in my... This is not deen, boss. This is not deen. If I love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be visible in my face, in my clothing, in my dealing, in my talk, in my ibadat, in my home, in my society. We must see the jhalak, we must see the reflection of the akhlaq, of the mu'amilat, of the person of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then you will see the barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming into that life. Then Allah will illuminate that life, then Allah will take away the difficulties, then Allah will accept du'as, Allah will accept ibadat, and so on and so forth. Let us be very clear, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves only one, which is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah does not love you, does not love me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves his Habib, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi. Who is the Habib, Habib of Allah? Me, you, or Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? I mean, let us be clear. Who is the Habib of Allah? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is there anyone else who is the Habib of Allah? No. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it very clear. You want me to love you, become like my Nabi. End of story, very simple. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Tell them, Ya Rasulullah. Tell them, oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They claim to love me. Tell them, forget all that claiming. You claim to love Allah, become like me. Because Allah loves me. If you become like me, Allah will love you. You don't become like me, Allah will not love you. Very simple. So it is important and essential and critical for us to have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over and above everything else. And as I said, proof of that is, what do you prefer? If you prefer to do the work of Allah, if you prefer to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in preference to and in exclusion of everything else, then inshallah this claim is true. Then we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his rahmah inshallah. So it has to be seen in our lives. If there is an obedience of Allah, if there is a matter where obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on one side and disobedience is on one side, what do we pick? Obedience. We pick up this is what we, and this is the test. There is no test. There is no test when there is no opposite side. There is test is only when there is something else. Now people say, no, but you know, this happened. That is where the test is. Where there is no other side, where there is no opportunity to disobey Allah. Supposing you are going, you have gone for Umrah, you are making tawaf. And you say, no, I will not listen to music. There is no music there. What? So what is the test? You will not listen to music. There is no music anyway. You say, no, I will not go to a disco. There is no disco. You are making tawaf of the Kaaba. Which disco is there? The test comes when there is a disco. The test comes when there is a New Year's Eve party. The test comes when there is a club that you have to go to. Where there is no club, what is the test? This is where we fail. This is our problem. Our problem is that every time there is a test, then we fail the test. Then we say, Allah is not accepting my dua. How will Allah accept dua? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put everything conditional. Allah will accept dua of people who obey Him. فَاسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. Allah put conditions. Have iman and obey. So every time, the moment a test comes, we fail the test. Then we say Allah has not accepted us. So let us be very clear. Let us not fool ourselves. Alhamdulillah, Allah gave us a beautiful deen. Who else is better and more worthy of loving than Allah anyway? Who else is more worthy of emulating and loving than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And think seriously, we have to ask ourselves these questions. If you really love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, truly, sit down and ask, do I love Rasulullah or not? If I really love Rasulullah, then what is the sign? Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live our lives in a way where we will not be called liars when we go before Him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from that and to give us the love for Himself and the love for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts so that we can live our lives in obedience to Allah and on the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.